The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
It's Tuesday, Good News Day, and the good news is Christ is risen. Alleluia, alleluia. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Tuesday, April 11th, 2023, Tuesday in the octave of Easter. In the Missal, it's liturgical year A, cycle 1. Tuesday is a day to pray the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary. And our saint today is Saint Stanislaus of Krakow. Born in 1030 of noble parents near Krakow, Poland, he was educated at Gnesin and was ordained there. He soon became noted for his preaching. He became a much sought-after spiritual advisor, and he was successful in his reforming efforts. In 1072, he was named Bishop of Krakow. He denounced the king's cruelties and injustices, especially the king's kidnapping of the beautiful wife of a nobleman. Stanislaus excommunicated the king and stopped services at the cathedral when King Boleslaus entered. Boleslaus himself killed Stanislaus while the bishop was saying Mass in a chapel outside the city, April 11th, 1079. Saint Stanislaus, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. Most holy and adorable Trinity, one God in three persons, I firmly believe that you are here present. I adore you with the most profound humility. I praise you and give you thanks with all my heart for the favors you have bestowed on me. Your goodness has brought me safely to the beginning of this day. Behold, O Lord, I offer you my whole being, and in particular all my thoughts, words, and actions, together with such crosses and contradictions as I may meet with in the course of this day. Give them, O Lord, your blessing. May your divine love animate them, and may they tend to the greater honor and glory of your sovereign majesty. Amen. And with Pope Francis, we pray for the spread of peace and nonviolence by decreasing the use of weapons by states and citizens. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Today is Tuesday of Easter week. And in the Gospel of today's Mass, we find Mary Magdalene, who has gone to the tomb in an effort to anoint Jesus' body after his death. And she displays great heroism, great love in trying to do this. She's risking being arrested. She is risking being persecuted for following Jesus. And also, she knows that there is a huge stone in front of the tomb, which is impossible for her and for the other women to move. And yet she still goes. And she goes and she finds the tomb empty. The stone had been moved, and the body of Jesus is not there. And we read in the gospel, Mary Magdalene stayed outside the tomb weeping. And as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." Jesus, you must have been moved by those words. "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." Jesus, you are my Lord, and you have risen from the dead. May we imagine the joy that Mary Magdalene must have had upon encountering Jesus. the risen Jesus, that he is truly alive, and how he sends her to tell the apostles, that she is risen. In fact, on the Feast of St. Mary Magdalene, there's a special preface in the Mass, preface before the Eucharistic prayer, which is dedicated to her. And it's entitled Apostle of Apostles. To be an apostle means to be sent. And she is sent by Jesus to tell the apostles that he is risen from the dead. So she's an apostle to the apostles. Very beautiful. But we see how Mary is so focused on Jesus. The one thing, the one person that fills her heart, the center of her desires, is him, is to be with him, is to do his will. Recently, I was reading about history and specifically about war. And it's so clear how terrible war is. And Jesus, in this time of prayer, we pray for the end of all war throughout the world, that there be peace. And in reading about war, there are different concepts about war, different types of wars. And there's a concept which is called total war. And total war is brutal. And what is meant by total war is, among other things, that all the resources of society are mobilized to fight the war. In many cases, it's not immediate that a war becomes total war, but gradually, as the war intensifies, as it becomes more serious, right? And in the history of the United States, there's a process in which the Civil War eventually became a total war. It wasn't at the beginning, at least not for the North, but eventually became that. Or World War II, where all of society is mobilized and contributing to the war. And I thought that we could apply this idea, which has terrible consequences, of course, when it comes to war and the consequences on humanity and in society and the world, be terrible. But we can apply this, I thought, to the spiritual life, because the spiritual life is a battle. It's a battle against sin. It's a battle against the devil. It's a battle for souls. It's a battle for glory. It's a glory which is the salvation of souls. And this total war idea applied to the spiritual life is, I want everything to be directed towards you, Jesus. I want my whole life to have you at the center, the way Mary Magdalene did. Mary Magdalene, Saint Mary Magdalene, had seven demons in her, and Jesus expelled them from her. And the joy of that must have been tremendous. I mean, pain, and I don't know what that must have been like, but it must have been awful to be possessed, but then to be freed from that in order to follow God, in order to love, probably can't be put into words. And St. Mary Magdalene must have said, I will follow him wherever he goes. I will do whatever he wants. He has given me a peace and a freedom that no one has given me. Nobody. And so she becomes totally focused on Jesus, to the point of going to the tomb when a lot of it seemed nuts to do so. And she'll do anything for Jesus, because of who he is to her. So that begs the question, who is Jesus for me? Who is he for you? And am I willing to give everything for him, to do everything for him, to give him the time of day, to give him time in my day? Jesus, I want to live only for you. And that's the point of my existence, to be with you forever in heaven. And so that, how can you and I be like St. Mary Magdalene, and really like all the saints, even those who haven't been canonized? They're saints because they've known to, or they knew how to follow God, follow Jesus with their whole heart and all of their strength and all of their mind. So during this Easter season, may the joy, right? And let's imagine the joy of Mary Magdalene, the joy of the apostles, the joy of our mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary, the joy that Jesus has conquered death, that Jesus is with us, he's by our side, Even if I don't see him all the time or sense his presence, I know he's there. May that joy translate into deeds of love. May it translate into a life of prayer. May it translate into giving joy to others because of the joy we have in ourselves. But in order for that to happen, there has to be total war. I need to walk the walk, not just talk the talk. That, Lord, I want to give you my whole life. I want to live a unity of life, a life that is guided by your will and your love. And so we can ask the intercession of St. Mary Magdalene. St. Mary Magdalene, pray for us. Pray for each one of us. That we may give our whole heart to Jesus, our whole heart to whatever the vocation is that he's called us to. And whatever circumstances the vocation has placed us in right now. And we ask the Holy Spirit to help us see concretely what specific thing, one thing that I can do that will be a sign of giving my whole heart to God. Our time of prayer, charity with others, forgiveness, loving the Mass more, taking better advantage of confession. There can be any number of concrete ways of doing his will, but we have to ask him. And we turn to our Mother Mary, celebrating this wonderful Easter season with her. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you've communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help to put them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, St. Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 15 minutes past the hour on Daybreak. It's Daybreak for Tuesday of Easter week, April 11th, 2023. I'm Paul Sadek. We join the whole church in prayer now as we're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will proclaim your praise.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
Today listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
Glory to the Father and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
The Lord of hosts is the King of glory. Alleluia.
The Lord of hosts is the King of glory. Alleluia.
The Lord's is the earth and its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas, on the waters he made it firm.
Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor.
He shall receive blessings from the Lord and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him, seek the face of the God of Jacob.
O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of Glory.
Who is the King of Glory? The Lord, the Mighty, the Valiant, the Lord, the Valiant in war.
O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of Glory.
Who is he, the King of Glory? He, the Lord of armies, he is the King of Glory.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord of hosts is the King of Glory. Alleluia.
Give glory to God, all you nations, for he has restored my soul to life. Alleluia.
Give glory to God, all you nations, for he has restored my soul to life. Alleluia.
Cry out with joy to God, all the earth. O sing to the glory of his name. O render him glorious praise. Say to God, how tremendous your deeds. Because of the greatness of your strength, your enemies cringe before you. Before you all the earth shall bow, shall sing to you, sing to your name. Come and see the works of God, tremendous his deeds among men. He turned the sea into dry land, they passed through the river dry shod. Let our joy then be in him. He rules forever by his might. His eyes keep watch over the nations. Let rebels not rise against him. O peoples, bless our God. Let the voice of his praise resound, of the God who gave life to our souls and kept our feet from stumbling. For you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You led us, God, into the snare. You laid a heavy burden on our backs. You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but then you brought us relief. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Give glory to God, all you nations, for he has restored my soul to life. Alleluia.
Come and hear what the Lord has done for me. Alleluia.
Come and hear what the Lord has done for me. Alleluia.
Burnt offering I bring to your house. To you I will pay my vows, the vows which my lips have uttered, which my mouth spoke in my distress. I will offer burnt offerings of fatlings with the smoke of burning rams. I will offer bullocks and goats. Come and hear, all who fear God. I will tell what he did for my soul. To him I cried aloud, with high praise ready on my tongue. If there had been evil in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But truly God has listened. He has heeded the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, who did not reject my prayer, nor withhold his love from me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come and hear what the Lord has done for me. Alleluia.
God raised up Christ from the dead. Alleluia.
So that all our faith and hope might be in God. Alleluia.
A reading from the first letter of the Apostle Peter. By obedience to the truth, you have purified yourselves for a genuine love of your brothers. Therefore, love one another constantly from the heart. Your rebirth has come not from a destructible, but from an indestructible seed, through the living and enduring Word of God. For all mankind is grass, and the glory of men is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower wilts, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Now, this word is the gospel which was preached to you. So strip away everything vicious, everything deceitful, pretenses, jealousies, and disparaging remarks of any kind. Be as eager for milk as newborn babies, pure milk of the Spirit, to make you grow into salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. Come to him, a living stone, rejected by men, but approved nonetheless, and precious in God's eyes. You too are living stones, built as an edifice of spirit into a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For Scripture says it, "See, I am laying a cornerstone in Zion, an approved stone, and precious. He who puts his faith in it shall not be shaken." The stone is of value for you who have faith. For those without faith, it is rather a stone which the builders rejected that became a cornerstone. It is likewise an obstacle and a stumbling stone. Those who stumble and fall are disbelievers in God's word. It belongs to their destiny to do so. You, however, are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people he claims for his own, to proclaim the glorious works of the one who called you from darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were no people, but now you are God's people. Once there was no mercy for you, but now you have found mercy. The word of the Lord.
Build yourselves like living stones into a spiritual house, a holy priesthood.
Offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Alleluia.
You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people God has claimed as his own.
Offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Alleluia.
From a discourse by Saint Anastasius of Antioch. Christ, who has shown by his words and actions that he was truly God and Lord of the universe, said to his disciples as he was about to go up to Jerusalem, "We are going up to Jerusalem now, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the Gentiles and the chief priests and scribes to be scourged and mocked and crucified." These words bore out the predictions of the prophets, who had foretold the death he was to die in Jerusalem. From the beginning, Holy Scripture had foretold Christ's death, the sufferings that would precede it, and what would happen to his body afterward. Scripture also affirmed that these things were going to happen to one who was immortal and incapable of suffering because he was God. Only by reflecting upon the meaning of the incarnation can we see how it is possible to say with perfect truth both that Christ suffered and that he was incapable of suffering, and why the Word of God in himself, incapable of suffering, came to suffer. In fact, man could have been saved in no other way, as Christ alone knew and those to whom he revealed it. For he knows all the secrets of the Father, even as the Spirit penetrates the depths of all mysteries. It was necessary for Christ to suffer. His passion was absolutely unavoidable. He said so himself when he called his companions dull and slow to believe because they failed to recognize that he had to suffer and so enter into his glory. Leaving behind him the glory that had been his with the Father before the world was made, he had gone forth to save his people. This salvation, however, could be achieved only by the suffering of
For God and through God all things exist. It was fitting that he should make perfect through suffering Jesus, the source of our salvation, who would bring so many of God's children to glory.
To him be glory and dominion forever. Alleluia.
It was necessary for Christ to suffer and so enter into his glory.
To him be glory and dominion forever. Alleluia.
You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you.
To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you.
Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide.
You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father.
When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb.
You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers.
You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge.
Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood,
and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
Let us pray. Father, by this Easter mystery, you touch our lives with the healing power of your love. You have given us the freedom of the sons of God. May we who now celebrate your gift find joy in it forever in heaven. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
24 minutes before the hour, today's gospel is coming up in just a few minutes, as well as In Conversation with God and Morning Prayer. on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Tuesday of the octave of Easter. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, Mary Magdalene is asked one question twice, once by the angels and once by Jesus. It's from the 20th chapter of the Gospel of John.
Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. And as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb. She saw two angels in white, sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her,
"Woman, why are you weeping?"
"Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him."
Saying this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know that it was Jesus.
"Woman, why are you weeping? Whom do you seek?"
Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him,
"Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away."
"Mary."
She turned.
"Rabboni."
Rabboni means teacher.
"Do not hold me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God."
Mary Magdalene went and said to the disciples,
"I have seen the Lord."
And she told them that he had said these things to her.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. We have to keep seeking constantly for Christ, just like Mary Magdalene did. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. Jesus Christ, the second person of the Blessed Trinity who was made man in the virginal womb of Mary, is now in heaven, with that same body which he assumed in the Incarnation and which died on the cross and rose again on the third day. One day we too, like Mary Magdalene, will contemplate the sacred humanity of our Lord. And in the meantime, we have to foster the desire of seeing him. "Seek ye my face. My heart says to thee, thy face, Lord, do I seek." In heaven we shall see Jesus as he is, without any imperfection of image. It will be a meeting with someone who knows us and whom we know, because we have already been with him on many occasions. As well as being in heaven, Christ is also really present in the Blessed Eucharist. The unique and indivisible existence of Christ the Lord, whereby he lives in the glory of heaven, is not multiplied by the sacrament, but rendered present in every place on earth where the Eucharistic sacrifice is celebrated. And this same existence remains present after the sacrifice in the most blessed sacrament, which is reserved in the tabernacle, the living heart of our churches. It is, then, our bounden and loving duty to honor and adore in the blessed bread, which we see with our eyes, the Word incarnate himself, whom we cannot see, but who nonetheless, without leaving heaven, is made present before us. The presence of the living Christ in the host is the guarantee, the source, and the culmination of his presence in the world. Christ lives, and he is present too with his power in the sacraments. He is present in his word whenever sacred scripture is read in the church. He is present whenever the church prays and comes together in his name. He lives also in each Christian in an intimate, deep, and ineffable way. He has fulfilled the promise that he made to the apostles when he was taking leave of them at the Last Supper. "If a man loves me, He will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. God dwells in our souls in grace, and we should seek him there. We should listen to him there, because he does speak to us, and we will understand him if we keep our ears attentive and our hearts clean. It is this presence that St. Paul is referring to when he says that each one of us is a temple of the Holy Spirit. When he considered the unspeakable presence of God in the soul, St. Augustine exclaimed, "Late have I loved you, O beauty so ancient and so new. Late have I loved you, for behold, you were within me and I outside, and I sought you outside. You were with me and I was not with you. I was kept from you by those things, yet had they not been in you, they would not have been at all. You called and cried to me and broke open my deafness, and you sent forth your beams and shone upon me and chased away my blindness." Within our soul, in grace, our Lord is closer to us than a person standing beside us, closer than a child in its mother's arms, or a brother or sister walking hand in hand. He is closer than our own very heart. Let us not neglect to speak with him constantly. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. It's 15 minutes before the hour. Once again, we pray with the whole church as we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
The splendor of Christ, risen from the dead, has shone on the people redeemed by his blood. Alleluia. O God, you are my God, for you I long. For you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory.
For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy.
On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night. For you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Father, Creator of unfailing light, give that same light to those who call to you. May our lips praise you, our lives proclaim your goodness, our work give you honor, and our voices celebrate you forever.
The splendor of Christ, risen from the dead, has shone on the people redeemed by his blood. Alleluia.
Our Redeemer has risen from the tomb. Let us sing a hymn of praise to the Lord our God. Alleluia. Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord.
Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord.
Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord.
O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priest of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven. Praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever.
Our Redeemer has risen from the tomb. Let us sing a hymn of praise to the Lord our God. Alleluia.
Alleluia. The Lord is risen as he promised. Alleluia. Sing a new song to the Lord. His praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp.
For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor is for all his faithful.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let Israel rejoice in you, Lord, and acknowledge you as Creator and Redeemer. We put our trust in your faithfulness and proclaim the wonderful truths of salvation. May your loving kindness embrace us now and forever.
Alleluia! The Lord is risen as he promised. Alleluia!
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. God raised Jesus from the dead. And for many days thereafter, Jesus appeared to those who had come up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. These are his witnesses now before the people. We ourselves announce to you the good news
that what God promised our fathers, he has fulfilled for us, their children, in raising up Jesus, according to what is written in the second psalm. You are my son. This day I have begotten you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Alleluia.
Jesus called her by name, Mary. She turned to him and said, Rabboni. Then he said to her, Do not touch me. I have not yet ascended to my Father. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Jesus called her by name, Mary. She turned to him and said, Rabboni. Then he said to her, Do not touch me. I have not yet ascended to my Father. Alleluia.
Let us pray. By his own power, Christ raised up the temple of his body when it had been destroyed in death. With joy, let us ask him,
Lord, share with us the fruits of your victory.
Christ our Savior, when you rose again, you brought to the holy women and the apostles the joyful news of a world redeemed.
Make us witnesses to your risen life.
Lord, share with us the fruits of your victory.
You promised to all people that we would rise up again to newness of life.
Make us heralds of your gospel.
Lord, share with us the fruits of your victory.
You showed yourself to your apostles and breathed the Holy Spirit on them.
Renew in us the presence of the same Creator Spirit.
Lord, share with us the fruits of your victory.
You promised to be with your disciples to the end of the world.
Stay with us today, and remain with us always.
Lord, share with us the fruits of your victory.
In Easter joy, we pause to add the prayers of our own hearts. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, share with us the fruits of your victory.
Now let us pray as Christ the Lord has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who have bestowed on us paschal remedies, endow your people with heavenly gifts, so that, possessed of perfect freedom, they may rejoice in heaven over what gladdens them now on earth. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Hey, it's Easter for 50 days, so keep on celebrating. Morning Air is coming up in just a few minutes with John and Glenn. Patrick Madrid a bit later on this morning. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Relevant Radio app. Go out and make this a great day and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.